This is our fifth festival, and we always ask everybody here now to please, if you're on the grounds, just to stop wherever you are. And we're going to start our story. We'd start it with a song that he recorded in 1940 called The Mule Skin of Blues. So we're going to ask everybody to be quiet and to please stop walking. If you're walking on the grounds, just long enough for us to start our story, just be real quiet and we're going to start. And for the next 3 to 3.5 hours, we're going to do a music that you'll never hear again, done just the way it'll be done here. Be the only time in the world you hear these songs with these men. It's the greatest story of music today that you can hear live on a stage. So if everybody will just remain quiet, we're going to start with the great song, The Mule Skin of Blues. Everybody quiet. Everybody on the grounds, please just stay right where you are. Everybody quiet. Bluegrass story, we're going to jump around a bit today, and let's do have a song. This is the song that first song and the one that's out now, the only one that James Monroe and Bill Monroe's recorded together. And through in our bluegrass music, James Monroe will have to carry it on for us when and learn it so that he can teach it to the others as Bill has done or get them to play. So he's entered into our bluegrass story now as the first record that he and Bill made together. And here it is, their new record, I Haven't Seen Mary in Years.
While walking one day in the country, I saw a girl, and as my footsteps drew me closer, I could smell the sweet fragrance of flowers. It looked like a family reunion, and my eyes not counting the tears. And an old man said,
Here's the first song that the fiddle in bluegrass music played the melody on. Chubby Wise was the fiddle player in Bill Monroe's group, and before that time the fiddle had just faked it or corded it and so forth. But Bill had taught Chubby Wise to play the melody, the words that he sung, the actual notes that he sung and played on the mandolin. And the song is the immortal song, Footprints in the Snow. Kenny? First instrumentals that was big for Bill Monroe. Now, he did a lot of mandolin numbers that was on the backside of his singing numbers that were great. But the first number that really brought the mandolin out into the music world, it was something new and commercial and something that everybody requested. Here's Bill Monroe's song, Rawhide. Thank you. like for you to give the present day bluegrass boys a hand as they go off, and they'll be back on in just a little bit. But this is a group today that's playing with Bill Monroe. We'll see you in a few minutes, Kenny. Kenny's in charge of all our fiddlers, and we're going to do a lot of fiddling in a little bit. But we want to go back and jump about. We can imagine when Bill Monroe was learning to play the mandolin and sing when he was a little boy. And how old, Bill, was you when you first decided to, or was first playing the mandolin?
About 8 years old.
We got a group of boys now that have been on our program here several days, and they're 10, 11, 12 years old, and they represent the period of time when Bill Monroe was a young boy learning to play the mandolin and learning to play music. We'd like for you to make welcome the Wilson brothers and Larry and Joanne, as they represent in Bill Monroe's life the young period in when he was learning to play. They're going to do some numbers, and of course Bill's going to play some rhythm with them, and just here on our story. What we're going to do first? The old Joe Clark. Okay, here they are. This is one of the first numbers I'm sure that Bill Monroe learned to play. Old Joe Clark. Old Joe Clark. Here, there's no way you can see it. I wish you could. Here's an original songbook of the Monroe Brothers. And that's Bill Monroe. Bill, how old do you think you were then?
I'd say about 23, something like that.
About 23 years old. That's Bill and Charlie Monroe in one of the original songbooks. And we're going to try to get a copy of this cover and use it on the cover of one of our Muleskin & News editions. So if you subscribe to that, you'll find in the back of the book how to get it. All our covers on our Muleskin & News magazines will be old pictures of these great artists. This is a great, this came from Stokes County, and it belongs to this gentleman. Stand out and take a bow. Come out, stick your head out now where they can see you. He brought the book to show you in our story. And on the back it says, Best Wishes, Bill Monroe, 1936. Bill Monroe learned to play Old Joe Clark and learned to play the numbers. Probably at that time, he didn't know that the music that he would later originate would be played all over the world. It's probably the only new music played in 500 years. Roll on, buddy, roll on. Want to do that next? So you want? Ain't nobody gonna miss it. All right. Here's some of the numbers that they would he would learn and sing back then, with the people that he was playing with when he was a little boy. Ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone. Here's a song that Bill Monroe, later on, he was about 30 years old, and 25 to 30 years old, when he learned a song called Roll On, Buddy, Roll On, and that's during the period of time that he began to go out as a professional and play in North Carolina, WPTF in Raleigh and Greenville, South Carolina, and the different stations. And this was when there was very few duet singing groups. And he and his brother Charlie was a duet group. So here is Roll On, Buddy, Roll On.
Where you been so long? Roll on, Betty, roll on. If you want to know why we roll so slow, roll on, Betty, roll on.
Right now, we've got to jump a bit in Bill Monroe's life because one of the boys has to be back in Boston at 12 o'clock tonight. He works with Ivan and Sylvia, I believe is the way they pronounce it, a great folk group in the world of music. And he has to be back tonight so that they can make arrangements for what they have to do. He has to catch a plane at 6 o'clock from Greensboro, so we're going to get his portion of the program on now. When the bluegrass music started, it did not have a five-string banjo on Mule Skinner Blues and some of the numbers. The first banjo played on Bill Monroe's records was played by a string bean. And then, after the True Life Blues and some of those that string bean recorded on, Earl Scruggs was the next banjo player. Then the next after Earl Scruggs was Don Reno, who will be out a little later. And after Don Reno was a boy named Rudy Lyle, who will be out later. And on, the musicians worked with Bill Monroe and then went out and developed their own style. What was in them came out. And each one developed a sound of music and a style of music and started other musicians, taught them what they know so that they could play. And in the early 60s, a young man came by my house in Roanoke, Virginia, Red Allen and this boy, and I was not at home, and they went on to Nashville. In about 2 weeks, I went on to Nashville, and they were in the hotel there. And they had met Bill Monroe, and this man changed the style of banjo playing, that everybody had used the three-finger style, always in the bluegrass music. And this boy was the man that has done more to bring bluegrass music a new sound and a new style, a new life to the five-string banjo, and will go down in the history of our music as one of our great musicians. Mac, welcome, if you will, from Cambridge or Boston, Massachusetts, Bill Keith and his five-string banjo. Bill,
and
it's great, and the world is the world of music is much richer because of you.
Well, I'm very much richer for having played with Bill too. I enjoyed it a lot, and
But you changed the whole style because you'd been playing a tenor banjo, and here you found the five-string. When did you hear the first Bill Monroe record? Do you remember?
Well, as a matter of fact, I used to, when I was very young, I used to listen to WWVA, and I remember hearing Cheyenne on that when I was in my early teens. But it was quite a bit later until I heard more of the music, you know, and some of it live. I remember hearing the show that you put on in Berryville in 1960 or 61. It had Bill and Mac and Don and Red and everybody, and that was my first bluegrass show, so really you've introduced me to the music too, you know.
I didn't know you were there then.
Yep, was there.
That was our first bluegrass get-together, actually, a one-day affair, and then we've increased it. The young man with the brown coat on is a member of the Newport Folk Festival Board of Directors and one of the great guys in the folk music field. And you've heard of the Newport Folk Festival and seen scenes of it on TV and everything. It is the biggest festival of music in the world. He's one of the directors and the producers and the men that put that on. And we're so happy to have him come all the way from Boston and Newport, Rhode Island to be with us. And he's a left-handed guitar player. And his name is Jim Rooney. Would you make Jim welcome into our bluegrass stage? Thank you for coming, Jim. It's a great honor to have you. Now, Bill Keith, first we'll have you sing, then we'll demonstrate Bill's style of playing. Jim Rooney and Bill Monroe is going to sing the Blue Ridge Mountain Blues, one of the old numbers.
Well, when I was young and in my prime, I lived. Behind. I got the Blue Ridge Mountain I'm gonna hang around the cabin door. No work, no worry anymore. I got the Blue Ridge Mountain, and I stand right here and say, my creepy dad traveled till I stretch and travel that blue red far away.
We'd like to have Bill Keith do one of the original numbers that he picked with Bill Monroe. And this, I was in the studio at WSM, and some other people were there, and we heard this new style of banjo playing, something we'd never heard before. Roy Acuff came down the hall and heard it, and he came in, Howdy Forster came in, and after a while, Roy Acuff went to Bill Monroe because he knew this would be history. And it'll be a while yet before a lot of people realize the importance that Bill Keith has played in our music. But Roy Acuff asked Bill Monroe, could he be the first man to introduce Bill Keith on the Grand Ole Opry? And Bill Monroe said he could, which was a great honor because Roy Acuff in his own right is a great, great man. So the next night, on Saturday night, Roy Acuff introduced Bill Keith on the Grand Ole Opry. But one of the numbers, he plays the banjo more like the fiddle does, except the fiddle bows and Bill picks. Here's one called Devil's Dream, and you'll see what we're talking about. Thank Jim Rooney for coming all the way from Newport. And any of you want a great folk festival, attend something really great, Folk Music of America, go to Newport. Jim, when is the festival every year? Third weekend in July. The Newport Folk Festival in Newport. Thank you, Jim. You're a great guy. Great man. He does a lot for the music here of America. And this year they had a bluegrass story up there that he arranged. We'd like to introduce now to play guitar one of the boys that was working in the group with Bill Keith, with Bill Monroe. He now works with Reno and Harold. Make welcome Dale McCurry and his guitar. Oh, boy. Here's one called I Hope You've Learned. Freeze to death up here. Boy, that makes the hair stand up all over my arm. Hey, let's sing another one. Look at that. How about Love, Please Come Home? Okay, Love, Please Come Home. Key of C. Huh? Did you hear that? Here's Love, Please Come Home. I need you.
As you read this letter that I write to you, sweetheart, I hope you'll understand that you're the only love I knew. Please forgive me if you can. Sweetheart, I beg you to come home tonight. I'm so glad all alone. I promise that I'll treat you right. Come home tonight. I'm so glad all alone.
Boy, boy, that's good singing, isn't it? That's good singing, Dad. Good singing. Yeah, we'll do a trio now. Bill Keith used to sing on some of the trios when they do personal appearances. And here's a song that is really one of the fine trio bluegrass songs. One of Bill Monroe's entitled On and On. Instrumentals that he wrote in Roanoke, Virginia at the Roanoke Theater one time underneath when he was playing a show date there. And the song is entitled Roanoke.
Thank you.
Don Reno and Root and Bill King. Mr. Rudy Lyle and his five-string band. Some of the greatest musicians in the world, the greatest musicians in the world here on their instruments. Each man has a style, as we've said before. Each person plays his own personality into the music. And Don Reno plays the banjo one style, Bill Keith one style, Rudy Lyle one style. We'd like to pick out a song now. How about the Lonesome Road Blues or something? We done Rawhide once. The old Dixie, Lonesome Road Blues, and each man is playing. Okay, then Rawhide. Bill, you lost. Okay, here we go.
Fix it there. Thank you.
about that?
Larry Richardson never did get the pick on that.
That's right.
This young man here with the green coat on worked with Bill Monroe and lives in Pufftown or Winston-Salem, North Carolina. One of the great right hands in the banjo picking world, Larry Richardson. They'll be standing and picking. They don't know no more what's going on than I do. So they just stay on stage. It doesn't hurt a thing in the world. And we get everybody's here. Bill Keith's got to catch a plane in a few minutes. We'd like to do Uncle Penn with Dale McCurry and Bill Keith and the man that recorded it on the five-string banjo. The man that I think maybe has a lot of five-string banjo rolls and picking left that's not been done yet. From Nashville, Tennessee, Rudy Lyle. And we're going to do Uncle Penn now. Dale, would you do that? You can take Mr. Martin's place since he's not here today. Uncle Penn. Kenny Baker with a fiddle. Bill Keith a hand. They've got a car waiting and they're gonna. Thank you, man, and good luck. Bill Keith, ask Bill, come in just a minute. We are hoping to start our summer school of bluegrass music here and have a place for the boys or men to come and live during the summer. Sort of like if you're a little boy or something would like to learn an instrument, some of these great guys come and stay 3 months during the summer, and your boy could come and we'd have some cabins built where they could stay and you could send them here. Bill, I talked to Bill about this and he's a great teacher of the music, and if we do get this started next year and you're not really tied down, I would like for you to be one of the men who would come and help teach the young boys and the men that would like to come the five-string banjo and bluegrass music. You think maybe you could do that?
Carl, no, if I can, I'll be happy to. I think I enjoy teaching a lot because I enjoy hearing other people play, and if I know anything that anybody else would like to know, hey, I'm glad to pass it on. So if I can, I'll be glad to.
You'd be one of the great to help us get it started. And if it's possible, I want you to do that. We're asking you. He would be great to be here the whole summer, and you could come and visit with him and learn his style of music. He changed the bluegrass banjo and made innovations and more things that a man could do with the instrument. We want to thank him for coming all the way from Boston and hope him a safe journey home.